Ladies and gentlemen, this is an Extra Life minicast. Yeah, so let's talk about that. I have on the line with me Cyrus Javidi. do I have that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Many of you remember him or may remember him from very early editions of the Extra Life radio show. We used to talk about people's intestines. what else did we talk about? What was a highlight of your time on the show?
Size of poo. Remember cleaning out their intestines. I don't know. What else did we talk about?
That's the one that sticks out to me, but maybe there's something else.
I can't remember. It's been forever.
Well, all right. Well, anyway, it was good times.
Yeah, it was good times.
Yeah, it was good times. Well, Cyrus and I were talking a little bit about the Xbox 360. The release is only a week away. But we are also talking about video games in general and some of the misconceptions Cyrus has about the video game world, and we thought we'd set him straight here on the radio.
My misconception versus your misconception.
True, but we'll let the listeners decide. So you are or are not getting one on the 22nd or whatever day it is?
Yeah, I don't think so. I was thinking about it, but the more I look at the titles, they just look lackluster and boring.
Yeah, for once you and I may actually agree, because I think there's not a single launch title that's got me just totally woolly to buy it.
Plus, I've heard that it's not really that much of an improvement over the Xbox as far as graphics, unless you have a high-definition TV to play it on.
Well, that's kind of a symptom of a launch, is I think it's capable of much more than looking like a slightly upgraded Xbox. It's just that launch titles never do look that way. Play that way for that matter. And so it's probably going to be a good couple of months before you start getting the must-have titles, and I'm probably at this point going to wait.
So what's the title that we should wait for?
I don't know. Probably that Elder Scrolls Oblivion game. It's like a role-playing game thing, sequel to Morrowind and all those Bethesda games. You probably don't know anything about what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know the Morrowind one. It was too intense. It was too... You had to do everything. It was like you were breathing with the character.
Wait a minute. It was too intense?
Too intimate, but I'm...
Too intimate?
It's like, I got to use the bathroom now. So you had to go find a toilet and squat. And then, in your own gameplay, it was like you were in a town for literally 3 days before you found out what the quest details were, so you go do it.
Well... In that case, you probably won't like the new one. I hear it's even more intense, even more real. So you don't like your RPGs with a lot of realism, do you?
No.
Oh.
No. I like to be fantasized a little bit. Make it intimate in some regards, but
yeah.
Not too much. Not like search through every of the 50 items in the room to find a little message that's taped under the bottom. You got to know what the function key is to even look at the bottom of the item. It's ridiculous. I just want to be able to go in there and break up a few barrels, and there it is at the bottom of one of the barrels, and grab it and run.
Yeah. Well, I see.
Something akin to World of Warcraft, I think, is the ideal.
Something more. You like your RPGs a little lighter, a little more action oriented, a little more intuitive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, who has time for the other one?
What?
Who has time for the other option?
Oh yeah. I don't know. There's a lot of hardcores out there, and usually I'm the guy day one waiting out in line to get his new machine. But I don't think I'm going to do it this time. I think I'm going to hold off. I've waffled back and forth, and I'm still waffling. So.
I thought you already gave him the down payment.
I did, but you can get that back, or they can hold it until you do get it. It doesn't matter. So there's no rule there. But I mean, I've got my eye. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. I thought I lost you. I have my eye pretty squarely on the new Mario Kart online game for the Nintendo DS next week. You guys,
Mario Kart.
Yeah, dude.
The game invented for the 7-year-old.
Dude, Okay, here's where we differ. You think everything Nintendo does is for 8-year-olds. Is that correct?
8 to 15-year-olds, yeah, that's what I think.
Now, why do you think that? What gives you that impression?
Look at the games. You go to Blockbuster, you got the three aisles for all the big game consoles, and you look at Nintendo, and it's like help the little squirrel find all of his acorns in time to feed his children. Or a water balloon game where you throw water balloons at people. What's fun about that?
What water balloon? What the crap are you talking about? There is no water balloon throwing game.
I don't have the list in front of me, but honestly, it's usually the same thing. And then they usually fall in the same vein of that silly Mario game where you run around with that water sport or painting everything that gets painted by the Oompa Loompas or whoever they are.
Dude, that was one game. It was Mario, whatever it was called, Mario Sunshine, and it was the only game like that. There are no other Mario games like that for the GameCube.
I think Nintendo's all going that way. That's typically what you get from these anime folks. They grow up watching the cartoons on TV, and then they make video games about it.
Oh, brother. Have you seen... just go look at the PlayStation 2 wall, and just about every cover's got some big-eyed anime character on it. And I know you're not a big fan of that, but that's true.
No, I'm not a big fan of PlayStation either.
Oh.
I think Xbox.
You think that's where it's at?
Well, at least the titles. They're pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, there are some PlayStation games that I think are fantastic, like... that Navy SEAL one, SOCOM.
Oh, yeah.
Those are good.
Yeah, there's a PSP version of that game out this week that's getting pretty good reviews.
The PSP, my problem with the PSP is it's tiny. And
it's
the game
tiny? What do you mean it's tiny?
It's too small to really have any fun with. You gotta, like, hold the thing 3 inches away from your nose to...
Dude, what are you, 85 and have cataracts or something? It's like the nicest screen on the market.
I wasn't that impressed. Plus, there was dead pixels right out of the box.
Well, you can return that and get a new one. But you already took yours back, didn't you?
I played one game. It was that role-playing game.
Oh, that game sucked.
Oh, it was terrible.
Yeah,
like,
that was
kidding
a,
me? Don't,
that was a bad launch title.
Yeah, the only angle you had was from a bird's eye view. I mean, you could get zoomed in, but then you saw like 3 millimeters to either side of your character. Yeah, it didn't make any sense. You're running around. You talk to all the characters. They all say the same thing. Hi, I'm going to help you with your quest. Talk to you later.
All right. So.
PSP. Lame. The game lacked any real substance to it.
That was a horrible game. It was called, what was it called? Run around with a sword and poke someone in the eye 2. I don't know what it was. But it was crap. I admit, no, that was a poopy game, but that shouldn't have been the only game you tried.
Well, it was, and I wasn't going to invest another penny.
Yeah. Well, you're hardcore then. Okay, I was also commenting earlier about how the Nintendo DS, which I also own, and let me state for the record, I enjoy both these handhelds quite a bit. I think Sony has yet to produce a A-list must-have killer app title. Arguably, the DS has a couple of those, at least for some people. I showed you the sales numbers in Japan, especially. The DS is killing, mopping the floor with the PSP. And that surprised you. Why did that surprise you?
Because everyone you see in the stateside, when they have a portable, the portable is the PSP. I've never seen anyone holding a DS.
Well, it's not so sexy. But if you saw me in the bathroom yesterday in the third stall at the office, you'd see me holding the PSP, or I mean a DS.
If I ever saw you in the stall, I'd shoot myself.
Well, I like to keep my Nintendo habit hidden.
I think the reason people carry around the portable is because it'll play movies.
The PSP, yeah. And it will.
It's more multimedia.
Yeah.
And it fits in your pocket, although it feels like a banana.
Well, listen, the problem with the PSP and movies is as Sony has made it pert near impossible to get movies on it. Without buying a $19 overpriced UMD film of Hitch or some crappy show that's out.
Wait, Yeah, you can't put videos on it without that, right?
No, you can. It's just hard. It's not easy. It's not user friendly at all. It's not
Does
even.
Does it have a hard drive at all?
No. It has. It
no,
uses
you
got to
put
sticks.
Them on those little discs, right?
Yeah, but if you have a 1 gig memory stick, like the one I'm having shipped to me as we speak, you can hold. You know, if you can get movies compressed down to about, I don't know, 75 meg. So you could hold, you know, 15, 12 movies on there, TV shows, whatever, per gigabyte stick, and the stick cost me $65, so they're not too bad. It's not that's hard. It's just that it's really difficult and kludgy to actually get video compressed and put on there. Sony's not real big on letting people rip down their own DVDs and put them on the PSP. They would much rather you go out and shell out another $20 on a piece of crap UMD disc.
So if you can rip it, get past the encryption, have it on your hard drive, then it's a simple matter to just compress it and put it onto your PSP.
Yeah, and there's utilities that let you do that. It's nothing that comes with the PSP, and it's like you got to go into weird directories and drop it in the right place, and it's just not a plug and play, you know, user friendly experience. But anyway,
does BS have any options like that?
Yeah,
or is it just game only.
No, they have. They're most obviously they're pretty game focused. But I'm telling you, dude, people laugh. They go, it's got the two screens and the pen. What is it? A Palm Pilot? Well. All I can say is some of the most innovative gameplay I've had in years has been on the DS because they're doing something different. It's not just the same old move left, move right, jump, and, you know. There's some pretty cool stuff that they're doing with that stylus on the screen, on the touchscreen.
The only game I've played is that one where you rub the dog's belly.
Yeah.
It jumps around the foot. That's it.
It's addicting, by the way.
Yeah, it is.
That's a hard game to put down. And that's selling like crazy. It's like the highest selling console game of any kind this year. So, you know, that's hard to beat. It's not, you know, if Halo 2 had come out this year, maybe we'd be singing a different tune. That might be the highest, but this year's been a little sleepy that way. As it always is when there's a transition to new consoles. But your comment about 8 to 15-year-olds. Dude, I was 15 when I was playing Nintendo.
I was 8.
Yeah.
And they haven't moved beyond that. I think they're still targeting that same market.
Absolutely. But guess what? They built a nostalgic following for people like me who love to go back and play a good Mario game or a good Zelda game or a good Metroid game. And if you had played Metroid Prime or Metroid Hunters or if you've seen anything about...
I tried one of the Metroid games, the one where you...
The first-person shooter?
I hated it.
Oh my gosh, it was the best game I played that year. Are you kidding me?
I got past the first level where you run down to the middle of the ship, blow up the big dude, and then try to get out before it explodes, and I was bored out of my mind.
Oh my gosh, dude. Oh, hold on a minute. I'm having heart palpitations over this.
It was terrible. In fact, that was one of the last games I played, and I thought, why? I mean, all these games are the same. There's nothing really to them. It's like a... Yeah, if you're 8 years old, this is fantastic.
No.
If you got a brain and you want to think about things, there's nothing to it. It's just run.
That's crap. That game was so targeted at older gamers. It wasn't even targeted to kids. It was scary. There were things in that game that were, like, too weird. I wouldn't let my kids play it. It was kind of violent. It's a shooter, for heaven's sakes, and it was awesome, and it won pretty much hands down everybody in all the gaming press that year gave it Game of the Year. And you're saying...
Well, that tells you how bad a gaming year it was. That was terrible.
Oh, that hurts.
Absolutely terrible. It was too linear. It was too... Blah.
Yeah.
It was too easy, too. It was just point and shoot.
Well, you played the first level. You can't base a game.
No, I got to the second level. I take that back. I remember you get on the spaceship, you fly down to this world, and you've got to you run around trying to jump up and, you know, get things.
Dude, that's the worst description I've ever heard. You have to you go down to this planet and you jump on things and try to get things.
That's what I remember. I remember you run around trying to get things.
Yeah. It's right there on the back of the box. It says that in big bold.
And then it goes from being really fast, right, to, you know, you run trying to get past everything, but it's too linear. Then you go to the next level where it's dead slow, takes forever. You don't know where you're going or what's going on. There's no anything. And it's like 4 days later, you're still trying to find this one switch or something or way to jump up to this thing that you can see in the distance. to move on to the next level. It was bad.
Yeah.
What was the happy medium?
It was that game ruled. Okay, let me move on to something else. You and I have a long-standing argument about. You used to believe that that the best night for TV was Thursday.
Thursday is Thursday.
No, I have some raw numbers now that prove that Sunday is the night.
Sunday has,
in the top 20 programming of the week, Sunday has 8 shows. Thursday has 4. The rest are scattered throughout. That is proof positive that Sunday's the night.
I can't just take your word for it. You'd be making that up.
Nope. Go search for Nielsen ratings, or I think that's what I searched for on Google yesterday, and it came. It was like one of the first things. It was some Yahoo thing. And it's,
okay, now hold on. Let's back up. It may have 8 popular shows.
No. 8 in the top 10, including like the top 3 shows.
But still, I still argue the fact that most people sit down in front of their television on a Thursday night.
How could that be
most
if
people
this,
in the country sit down and watch TV on Thursday night than they do on Sunday?
How could that be if only 4 of the top 20 shows come on Thursday?
I don't know. Some guy's got 5 TVs going at once.
He's skewing the numbers by watching it that much.
No, you go. Still ask anybody what night is most popular, and they'll still rattle off.
I asked 3 people yesterday, and all 3 said, including Ben. You remember Ben?
Ben never chimed in.
I know, and so it was the first time the question was posed, and he said Sunday without batting an eye.
We all know what Ben. Ben, you can't trust Ben.
Dude, I don't know if you heard it, but in a previous show of Minicast, he went around the office and tried to get everyone to hate me on the radio.
He tried to get everyone to hate you?
Yeah, he stole my microphone and went around trying to get people to say hateful, mean things about me. It totally backfired. You'll have to dig back through the archives and check it out.
What about Gary? How's he doing?
He's fine. He's good. It's all good times with Dr. Gary.
Dr. Gary.
Yep.
I haven't heard of him. He's been on the podcast lately?
No, he hasn't been on in quite a while. I've been trying to get him to, but he's been Mr. Busy Boy, so we'll get him in there one day. He has some pretty vehement opinions about video games and would really piss me off.
He thinks they're devilish.
Yeah. He thinks it's hell on disc.
You know, recently, though, any games I've played have made me wish I didn't play games. They've been so bad. So.
You're too picky, dude.
No, I'm not picky.
Go buy Mario Kart for the DS and play me online. It's got wireless internet. Play me online. It'll be good times. I'll kick your trash.
Mario Kart. Yeah, well, we'll see about who kicks whose trash. That's certain.
All right, well, this has been a fine conversation we've had today. For all of those who just tuned in, I guess that doesn't work with podcasting. You pretty much heard it all. This has been Cyrus Javity, heir to the kingdom of Nahl. Yeah, I don't know where he's. I think you don't. You have a grandpa who came from like some Arab country.
Yeah, that's not a generalization at all. Yeah, somewhere in the desert. Yeah,
and he had a turban, right? And he drove a camel. What else?
He still has that same camel.
That's so good. No, he still has the same camel toe, but that's another story. Anyway. So anyway, we're glad to talk to Cyrus. He's busy working on becoming a dentist and causing people pain.
That's right.
Yeah, my most hated profession.
I need a couple volunteers.
Not me, dude.
I'll fly you out.
I have this mysterious molar thing that 4 dentists have all said after some had like 35 years of working experience. All of them have said they've never seen anything like it, and they haven't known what to do.
I don't believe it.
That's what they say.
For you.
No, that's what that. Yeah, right, dude. Well, the last thing I'm going to do is let a freaking guy who hated Metroid Prime in my.
You know
mouth.
What it was?
What?
It was excessive use of Posamon. That's what it was.
Posamon?
Yeah.
That's a very inside joke. It's a very inside joke. I'll have to tell the listeners about that sometime. All right, well, stay out of trouble, and we'll do this again sometime because I certainly don't value your opinion or something like that.
Talk to you later.
All right, bye. Thanks for joining us on this Extra Life radio show minicast. If you'd like to participate in the program or our panel show, which comes on every Tuesday night, you can leave us a message at 206-203-CRAP, or you can send us an email, extraliferadio@gmail.com.
LR. Extra Life Radio.